Hello and welcome to the What Did We Learn podcast. Here we cover how to grow your business online with commentary on relevant issues in real time, training, interviews with industry leaders, and topics you suggest. I'm Tamira Corporal, a digital marketing consultant that is bringing lean process development online to help digital consultants and service providers get rid of the junk processes in tech that are secretly destroying their results. Today we're going to talk about the top four niche best practices that you've never heard of. Everybody has a bunch of sage general information when it comes to picking your niche. But today we're going to go over some of the things that people don't talk about when they're giving you advice on how to pick your niche. So let's get started. Tip number one, you should be at an intermediate level in the skill sets you need to deliver that product or service in that niche that you're looking to get into. Guys, this isn't necessarily hard to do. Between YouTube University and there's a course out there for virtually everything, you should be able to scale to an intermediate level pretty quickly. The only advice I would give here is if you're going to go the course route or the YouTube University route, make sure you vet these people and that you can see for yourself they've actually done the things that they're trying to teach you about. Starting from scratch sounds amazing when you're listening to these stories about how people went from living like under a rock in a third world country somewhere to boom, I'm $1 million. I got like sick mansions and yachts and cars and all that good stuff. It's amazing when you listen to their stories, but it's a totally different ball game when you are sitting in front of a blank screen and it's time for you to build your legacy. When you're going through this process, you need to be very realistic about your ability. The reality of it is long days, longer nights. Are you going to stick with it? And is this truly your calling? Once you level with yourself and get real about that, it will help you tremendously as you go to grow your business. Tip number two, the best niches are often overlooked. You ever notice you see some people that are always bragging and always have things going for them, and then there are other people that are dead silent. But you know they're making serious money because they're posting these amazing trips. They're just running their business, getting results, and enjoying their lifestyle. This is because they figured out a niche that no one else wants to do, or that is so minute that you have to have a certain skill set to even be invited to participate in that niche. Guys, these are the cream of the crop niches. These are the type of niches that are almost guaranteed to be successful. Almost, because sometimes they do bomb. Oftentimes I've noticed the golden niche has been overlooked because it is so overshadowed by the major niches. And that's not our fault. When we see someone else being successful, we're looking at that person like, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too. Next thing you know, it's 5,000 people on one niche. To sum this tip up, the more detailed the niche is, the higher the returns you're going to see. Next tip, avoid the oversaturated niches. Next step, pick your niche. When you're brainstorming your niche, the first step you want to do is outline the opportunities that are interesting to you, that seem like something that you would like to do for your business. The next step is research that particular opportunity. Go out there and learn all you can about it. Go out there and read about the sample processes of how they get the job done from day to day. And then ask yourself a question. Can I do this? Can I do this from a professional standpoint? And do I have time to do this from a personal standpoint? Will this work for my unique lifestyle? For those of you guys that are creating a new niche, I want you to take a moment and go out there to your favorite search engine and Google your new niche. This way you can see if anything else is out there about your niche, if anything has been trademarked, to make sure that you're not going to get yourself in any legal trouble first and foremost, because that's expensive, or that you're not going to be able to perform in your new niche. At this point, your research is crucial. The next tip is you want to take the time to learn as much as you can about your new industry. Each niche is going to fall into a particular industry, and you want to take the time to learn and absorb the nuances of that particular industry. Learning about your industry as a new consultant helps you pull in your target audience faster. It also helps you move in your particular industry as professional as possible. It also helps you maintain a higher level of professionalism in that particular industry. This is important when you're building your audience, influence, and your new customer base. Next tip, if you're struggling in your niche, it may be you're in the wrong niche, and that is okay. The earlier on in your process that you understand you're in the wrong niche, the better it's going to be for you. I know we're told we're supposed to get in there and fight, and we are to an extent, but we have to understand too that there becomes a time where we're fighting too long for something that is not meant for us. If this is you and you're struggling in your niche, then I want you to take some time and ask yourself a few questions about your particular niche. Question one, what processes are needed to deliver this product or service? And I want you to write down every process. Process number one is closing a contract or taking a payment or whatever. And the last process is giving your client their brand new product or service and fill in every single step in between. Step two, ask yourself for each step in this process that you created in step one, are you willing to do this? Answer the question for every single step in the process. And the reason why I say you is because 95% of us are starting a business with zero budget. And we are going to be the ones doing all this work on our own until we get to a point where we can hire someone. Next question. How many of these processes can you do yourself? Not how many processes do I think I can do. How many processes have you done before that you know how to do from start to finish? Next question. How much will it cost to outsource? You can outsource every step in that process. You can outsource some of the steps. But how much will it cost? And are you willing to outsource any of them at this time? Next question. How much will be left after you've paid to build and deliver this product or service to your client? Next question. How much will be left over after you've paid for lead generation, product processing, service processing, and delivery costs? What's left? Next question. Are you okay making what you made from the previous question for each individual product or service that you deliver? As you move through this entrepreneurial journey, you're going to have to recommit to delivering higher quality products or services often. Some days everything is going to be great, and other days everything is just going to be so wrong. Everything. When you have those days where everything is just going wrong, because sometimes it's weeks, it just all depends on what's going on. Especially in the beginning when you're going through your learning curve. And guys, when you're going through that, you have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient because your body is reacting to how you speak to yourself. And I know I'm not the only entrepreneur that wasn't very nice to themselves in the beginning when I was going through the learning curves and things were just blowing up in my face and not going right and everything was wrong and all that good stuff. But guys, you have to be patient with yourself. and understand that sometimes things are going to go wrong. Sometimes it's going to be your fault, but you'll get through it. You'll get through it. And sometimes it's internally with your business, and sometimes you have a customer that just did not like whatever you did for them. And that, dealing with that the first time for most of us is rough, but you'll get through it. I'm telling you now, it's going to happen. I don't care how great you are. At some point, you're going to have a customer that's just not happy with you. And that's okay. And how you get through that is going to be another podcast for another day. The important thing here is that you learn from these experiences and you use these experiences to build products and services that are going to continue to help your target audience. You are here to help your target audience grow their business. Take these experiences and learn from them and use them for process and service improvement. Next tip, picking a niche can be about the money and it won't fail. Yes, you can pick a niche based on how much money you can make from it. That does not mean that you're not going to do well in it. That does not mean that it is going to fail. However, make sure that if you're going to go this route, you're not doing anything that's going to go against your morality or your spirituality, because it will work in the beginning, but eventually you will develop problems as a result of it. And sometimes those problems manifest internally, and other times they are very external, and in some cases they could destroy the business that you built. In short, tread lightly with that one. Also, if you're going to go into that type of business and use that type of strategy, make sure you have some kind of exit strategy in place so you know that there is an end to this business. And guys, that's my tips for picking a niche that you've never heard of. We're going to do a quick recap before we go. So if you didn't get your pen and paper, now's the time to do so. So you can use these tips to help you pick out your niche right now. Tip number one, you should be at least at an intermediate level before you go into any particular niche. And guys, that does not necessarily mean you should pick one niche because you have a stronger skill set. There are ways that you can get your skill set from noob to intermediate or even advanced fairly quickly. And I go over those in the podcast, so feel free to go back to the beginning and refresh yourself on what those were. Tip two, the best niches are often overlooked. Guys, the micro detailed niches are where the money is. The person that does things that no one else wants to do will always make more money than the popular niches. To help you identify what micro niches you may or may not have a skill set for, I go over a quick process to help you do that back in the podcast. So if you missed it before, go back and check it out. Next tip, if you're struggling, you need to figure out whether it's you or the niche. In this episode, I go over some tips to help you figure out if you're in the right niche. Go back and check those out if you haven't already. And our final tip, you can pick a niche based on the money and be successful. And guys, that concludes our podcast for today. And guys, if you like what you heard today, please subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends and family or anyone you know that's running a small business as a consultant or service provider and needs this information. Also, I put together a free guide to help you with all this. And on that note, thank you for your support, and I'll see you next time.